This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when many Americans believe that for better or worse, machines are ultimately going to take over from human beings and help to lead our society to what exactly? What would it mean if we used extraordinarily clever computers that we had designed to actually run our lives? We will get to that with one of the leading experts in the world on artificial intelligence, who has just done a wonderful little film that I had the privilege of seeing about artificial intelligence and the fears and sometimes the hopes associated with computer takeover of how we live. And this item is also directly relevant to an ongoing conflict from the world of chess, where one of the people who just defeated the international grandmaster, the world's chess champion, Magnus Carlsen, he defeated because Magnus Carlsen pulled out of the race, and maybe it involved using computer resources to cheat. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. But first off, there's no cheating that's involved, well, not yet anyway, in the Georgia gubernatorial race, but there is an incredible kind of unforced error involving Stacey Abrams, the Democratic nominee for governor. She came close last time to winning the race against Brian Kemp. This time, the polling shows that Governor Kemp, who's been a fine governor and had the courage, by the way, to stand up for the integrity of the election in Georgia, that Brian Kemp is doing fine. He is winning the race. He is not winning in a huge landslide, but he's winning comfortably against Stacey Abrams. So maybe she decided to put forward some of her research in human biology as a basis for overturning the lead of her opponent. At a town hall event, Stacey Abrams, the Democratic nominee for governor down in Georgia, had this to say about babies and the way they develop. Listen, this is clip one.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat. It is a manufactured sample designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away.
Okay, there is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body. Who manufactured the sound? Is the baby in on the conspiracy? As somebody who actually is very proud to be the father of three people who once upon a time were little teeny-weeny babies, and I think there are people out there. Anybody out there who's ever listened to the heartbeat or seen the heartbeat of a baby at about 6 weeks? And it's true, sometimes it takes longer. Sometimes it doesn't all happen to every single child at 6 weeks, but it frequently does. And the note here is that the Atlantic magazine was originally responsible for first dispensing the myth about no heartbeat at 6 weeks, but they have since retracted that claim, stating, quote, "Our article originally stated that there is no heart to speak of in a six-week-old fetus. In fact, the heart has already begun to form by that point in a pregnancy." Okay, well, good for the Atlantic for at least being honest about that. But the idea that Stacey Abrams would wade into this, I understand that she's trying to use the abortion issue to reinvigorate her race. And by her race, I mean her race for governor. But is that the kind of thing that is going to work for her? Is this the kind of pose, the idea that, okay, you can make the case that the baby is not developed at 6 weeks, and it certainly isn't. It's at very beginning stages of development. That it's not developed at 15 weeks. And in fact, by the way, why do you think most people actually prefer to get their abortions, people who are determined to get an abortion, why do they prefer to get that in the first 15 weeks of pregnancy? And it's 95% of all abortions are in the first 15 weeks of pregnancy. And it is because most people do see something that is important morally and worth the distinction between a baby who is very developed, which babies are before, right before they come out of the womb, and they certainly are in the final trimester. They are more in the second trimester. That's why the majority of Americans, according to all the polling, don't think that abortion should be available beyond the first trimester. In other words, they are supportive of something like the law in Mississippi that the Dobbs case was about, which basically limited abortions to the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. 1-800-955-1776. And she said it is a manufactured sound. Who manufactured it? Designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body? So wait, she thinks that people are hearing a little heartbeat, tiny heartbeat, that she believes is not genuine, it's not really there, and they're immediately thinking, okay, yeah, then I'm going to give my body to Dad. He has total control of my body. The point is, this living being, and it is a living being, no matter how early in development, to say that it is part of the woman's body, it is contained in the woman's body. A thumbnail is part of your body. And... The idea that this baby who is developing has no meaningful existence at all, that is separate from the mother, it clearly can live in the mother. But the radical nature of her statement is one of the reasons that I don't think the Democrats are going to be as successful as they think they will be in terms of exploiting the abortion issue. And then there's also the capitalism-socialism issue. We were talking a little bit earlier in this show about the new study from Pew Research that showed that even among Democrats, once upon a time, just back in 2019, a fairly big majority of Democrats said they had positive views of socialism. And now it's much less. And yet some of the members of the squad, very prominently including Rashida Tlaib, still believe that socialism is a winning ticket. Will that really work for the Democrats this year? And what about a controversial election denier, someone who says he is absolutely sure that Trump won the election. And he's running for Secretary of State of Arizona. He's come up with some pretty fascinating evidence. And what's his evidence? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back. Washington Policy Center exposed the impact of the new tax on fuel that will add 46 cents per gallon to the price of gasoline next year. Support WPC for as little as $5 a month and get their free weekly newsletter or join us for an elegant evening out. It's Friday, October 14th at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency and see the 70th Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and filmmaker-researcher Chris Rufo keynoting WPC's annual dinner. Tickets and details at WPCdinner.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, with all of the turmoil in the U.S. economy, and yes, there is a great deal of turmoil with a struggle now to try to dramatically, drastically lower our inflation rate. What would the impact be? What would the impact be in terms of continued inflation on your investments, if you're lucky enough to have some investments? You can get answers to all of that kind of question and actually some guidance and maybe even some inspiration by going to michaelmedved.com, clicking on the banner for our crowd, which is crowdsourced funding for high-tech startups. And some of these companies, when you look at the list of companies from our crowd, it's pretty amazing what they're doing and the possibilities that some of these options have for you as an investor and for the world, really. Check it out. It's free. It costs you absolutely nothing. Go get some of the information, the latest newsletter, which is fascinating, from our crowd at michaelmedved.com. Okay, speaking of the economy and the future of energy, Nancy Pelosi declared in her press conference today that in light of the Democratic spending in the climate bill, which is also known as the Inflation Reduction Act, it's the same thing to Democrats. Nancy Pelosi said, we save the planet. Okay, well, I'm glad that's taken care of and that's done with. But with all of that going on, Representative Rashida Tlaib challenged bank CEOs to promised that they would no longer fund fossil fuels or fossil fuel companies. This is at congressional hearings where she questioned Jamie Dimon, who is the chairman and the chief executive officer of J.P. Morgan Chase. This is clip 2A.
You have all committed, as you all know, to transition the emissions from lending and investment activity to align with pathways to net zero in 2050. Do you know what the International Energy Agency has said is required to meet our global 2050 net zero targets of limiting global temperature rise to 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit or 1.5 degrees Celsius? So no new fossil fuel production starting today. So that's like zero. So I would like to ask all of you and go down the list, because, again, you all have agreed to doing this. Please answer with a simple yes or no. Does your bank have a policy against funding new oil and gas products? Mr. Dimon.
Absolutely not, and that would be the road to hell for America.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Sir, you know what? Everybody that got relief from student loans has a bank account with your bank should probably take out their account and close their account. The fact that you're not even there to help relieve many of the folks that are in debt, extreme debt, because of student loan debt, and you're out there criticizing it.
Okay. What does the student loans have to do with her wanting to demand the J.P. Morgan Chase stop funding fossil fuel companies? And the idea she's talking about by 2050. The whole idea of using government power to try to intimidate these leading bankers to prevent any further use of fossil fuels right away. And this is extraordinary. Listen to every other CEO, bank CEO, who's testifying, and their reaction to Rashida Tlaib's proposal.
Ms. Frazier, how about you?
We will continue to invest in and support clients who are investing in fossil fuels and in helping them transition to cleaner energies.
And Mr. Monahan?
We are helping our clients make a transition, and that means we're lending to both oil and gas companies and to new energy companies and helping monitor their course towards the standards you're talking about.
Yeah, Mr. Sharp?
The same thing as Mr. Moynihan said.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask you, Mr. Dimon, because you obviously don't care about working class people in frontline communities like ours that are facing huge amounts of high rates of asthma, respiratory issues, and so much more. Cancer rates are so high among my communities that I represent. So I'm not going to even ask you if you're committing to ending financing of new oil and gas projects. But Ms. Frazier, Mr. Monahan, Mr. Shea, we are living through a climate crisis today.
Okay. Again, her authority on all this, could you play the very, very first part of her first question? Because she got something really kind of fundamental, embarrassingly wrong. And listen closely, see if you pick it up. It's at the very, very first where Rashida Tlaib is talking. Go ahead, Jer. Yeah.
You have all committed, as you all know, to transition the emissions from lending and investment activity to align with pathways to net zero in 2050. Do you know what the International Energy Agency has said is required to meet our global 2050 net zero targets of limiting global temperature rise to 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit or 1.5 degrees Celsius? So,
Celsius? 1.5 degrees Celsius? She's supposed to be an expert on this and such an inspiring leading member of the House of Representatives. It's Celsius, right? Not Celsius. Celsius sounds like a made-up figure from Greek mythology or something, but it is not a measure of temperature. And with all of this going on, there's also the liberal desire to really do nothing about the most visible crisis in terms of our health, our crime, our economy, the quality of life, which is in many places like Los Angeles, the homeless crisis. We will get to some of that coming up. But it's extraordinary. People like Rashida Tlaib, this is one of those problems in the selection of our members of Congress, is Ilhan Omar had a strong challenger in the primary in Minnesota, and actually someone who's competitive with her. But when you have districts like the districts that elected Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and that elects Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they're one-party districts. One of the things that I think people are going to be voting for, one of the reasons I think there are a lot of people who aren't normally Republicans who are going to be voting Republican in this coming election, is basically to achieve divided government, which we've had for the great majority of the time for the last 70 years, and works well and works better for the country. As long as you have Joe Biden, who's going to be continuing the White House for another 2 years, wouldn't it be a good check and balance to have a Republican House? And yes, a Republican Senate. We will be back with more on that. But first, what about the idea of not Republicans or Democrats, but machines taking over everything? We'll get to that coming up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is announcing additional relief for Puerto Rico just days after Hurricane Fiona wreaked havoc on the island. In addition to a disaster declaration, Biden is authorizing complete restoration efforts.
100% funding for debris removal, search and rescue, power and water restoration, and shelter and food for the month.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot is responding to statements made by McDonald's CEO about the crime in Chicago. He said the city is in crisis. The mayor responding by saying the fast food executive should educate himself more before speaking. There's outrage over an attack on a flight attendant. A passenger sucker punched the American Airlines crew member as the flight was midair from the Mexican beach town of Cabo to Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Portions of the Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there have been headlines, and abundant headlines recently, all about the progress in artificial intelligence, with reports that it is more and more moving toward actual consciousness. And along with that, the artificial intelligence, the robots that they're building now, are held to be more dangerous. I mean, you've all seen movies about them by now. There's a Google engineer, he's a former Google engineer, who recently claimed that the tech giant's Lambda project, that's the language model for dialogue applications, that the bot that they had built for that project had become fully sentient and can feel emotions. How do they know? Do they ask the bot, what are you feeling? The best voice on all of this who can put this in perspective and with a little bit of integrity and balance is Dr. Robert Marks, who is a pioneer in the field of computing intelligence. He's distinguished professor of electrical and computer engineering at Baylor University, and he serves as the director of the Walter Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence and hosting the center's Mind Matters podcast. Dr. Marks, it is great to speak to you again.
Thank you, Michael. It's good to talk to you.
Okay. First of all, with this claim about the fact that Google has built this language model for dialogue applications that can supposedly feel emotions, how do they know what the machine is feeling?
They don't. They don't. And one of the things that needs to be done in artificial intelligence is to examine things up closely. If you look at an artificial flower bouquet from afar, it looks real. But the only way that you know that it is artificial or real is to go up and examine it closely. And I think that a lot of people are examining things from far away with the appearance of actually being sentient or whatever. But if you look a little bit closer, you find out, indeed, that isn't the case. Things begin to fall apart. As far as the computer program Lambda, that was the computer program that Google built that was examined by a Google engineer. And the Google engineer said, wow, this is sentient. This is alive. It's frankly an observation of a bouquet across the room. It is just the image that is portrayed of something which is real. In fact, the true thing that is going on in the artificial intelligence isn't that exciting. And in fact, if you drill down, one of the things about these news announcements is that you don't get as much of the negative to the news announcement as you do to the original announcement. The announcement is made, everybody goes, wow, it's distributed in the media. But then the backlash comes in, and that's not reported too much. For example, the Washington Post story on this said that they had intercepted a number of emails from Lamont and his colleague, and the Washington Post said, quote, this document was edited with readability and narrative coherence in mind. So therefore, a lot of the quotes were cherry-picked. This is very common in artificial intelligence. They cherry-pick the responses and sometimes edit them. The other thing that they don't tell you is that this AI was trained to be and to act exactly like it was. They trained this thing with so-called crowd workers. And they had 6,400 dialogues with 121,000 different interchanges with the artificial intelligence. The crowd workers who interacted with this were explicitly informed to reply in a safe, sensible, specific, interesting, grounded, and informative manner. That's a quote. And that's exactly what the chatbot did. It responded in a safe, sensible, specific, interesting, grounded, and informative manner. So we see that the AI did exactly as it was trained to do. An AI has no understanding of what it can do. It can add the numbers 3 and 14, but it doesn't understand what the numbers 3 and 14 are. So therefore, yeah, the whole thing is kind of blown out of proportion. But it sure makes good media.
Well, and when you're talking about something like this, there's so many radical reformers over recent history, 20th and 21st century history. I'm thinking of some of the communist visionaries who thought they were going to create a new man. They were going to basically program people for better behavior and better values and to be unselfish servants of the state. And it didn't work out that well for them. But in terms of applying that dream to machines, isn't there more chance that they could actually program these machines to be nicer, more moral, more considerate of others than we are as humans?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, the machine will respond exactly as it is trained, and you know, we go back in this attempt to perfect man. Shoot, it goes back to the Nazis. It goes back to the communists. Ray Kurzweil, who wrote a very popular book called The Singularity Is Near, purports that artificial intelligence is going to take over the process of evolution, that man has evolved to the point where he can evolve no more. So we have to start this or continue this evolution process using machines. And he says that the next stage of evolution is going to be through man inventing these machines. And, of course, that's all.
So it wouldn't be natural selection. It would be human selection.
Well, it would be human selection, but then there's the myth that the artificial intelligence will write better artificial intelligence, which will write better artificial intelligence, and eventually come to something called artificial general intelligence, where it duplicates whatever a human can do. And then it's going to go on and become a super intelligence. But all of that presupposes that computer programs can be creative. And there's growing evidence, in fact, I think irrefutable evidence, that computer programs, including artificial intelligence, have the inability of being creative. So to write a better program that is beyond the intent of the original programmer is something that requires an intelligence. And that isn't going to happen internal to the artificial intelligence. It will take an external programmer to do that.
It's fascinating. I just saw your wonderful latest installment of Science Uprising. This is Science Uprising, Episode 10. And it's entitled, Artificial Intelligence, Will Machines Take Over? And one of the questions that you pose in that, and by the way, people can see it for free, just it's really worth seeing. It's 10 minutes of extremely important provocation. But one of the things you ask about that is that people are looking for computers, for machines to be able to show love, compassion, empathy, and creativity. And you have a powerful argument about why no machine is ever going to be creative. Go ahead.
Well, okay, let's take creativity. Back in the 1930s, Alan Turing, who was mostly famous for the
code breaking,
putting down the Enigma, for the code breaking. He was also the father of computer science, and the guy was a mathematical genius. And he was able to prove that there were certain problems that were non-computable. In other words, you were not able to compute these problems on a machine. And it wasn't conjecture, it was a mathematical proof. Now, it appears that humans also have these non-computable aspects. And if AI is going to duplicate them, these aspects, these characteristics of human beings have to be computable. And that simply is not going to happen. And the things you mentioned, like love and compassion, and especially creativity, are things which are not computable and therefore are beyond the capability of computers. And by the way, non-computable means non-computable. So if it's non-computable today, it's going to be non-computable in the super-duper computers of tomorrow.
Okay, we will get to those super-duper computers of tomorrow. Could they turn into cannibals? That, of course, has been suggested. And what about the scandal from the world of chess? Are computers responsible or the solution? We'll get to it coming up on the MedVet Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is always enlightening and stimulating to speak to Professor Robert J. Marks, who is a pioneer in the field of computing intelligence. He's Distinguished Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering at Baylor University. He also works with my friends at the Discovery Institute, where he is the director of the Walter Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence, and he hosts the center's Mind Matters podcast. I was mentioning before, and you can go to our website, to michaelmedved.com, and log to the latest installment of the Science Uprising series. It is more information and stimulation and logic, and actually beautifully produced little movie, basically that leads you to believe that that whoever created us was better than we are, because we can't create anything that equals the powers of the human brain. And I mentioned, Professor Marks, that I had recently been fascinated by this idea of cheating in the world of international chess. Have you followed this story at all?
I have not. I'm aware of Kasparov being beat by AI, but I haven't followed that story, no.
Okay, well, here's the story. Is there's a 19-year-old chess whiz whose name is Hans Niemann. 19 years old, and he beat Magnus Carlsen, who is the international chess champion. But he beat him because Carlsen walked away from a game. Now, why did Carlsen walk away from a game? Because he had reason to believe that his opponent was cheating at chess. Now, I had no idea. How do you cheat at chess?
I think you cheat at chess the way that some people cheat at casinos. I do know that at casinos, for example, that you can cheat at card counting. You have these very crude methods of card counting, but you can also have more sophisticated computer card counting sort of algorithms. And the big question is, how do you communicate with them? Do you put little vibrators in your shoes? Do you,
No. You're given bathroom breaks. And at least what they are saying now, and this has not been proven yet, it's not definitive, is that what Niemann was doing was going to the bathroom, and he had a little hand device, and he could access, put in the moves that his opponent made, and then the machine would tell him, okay, this is what he's going to do next, with fair accuracy. In other words, they have gotten so good at the machines responding to chess moves that it's considered a huge advantage if someone can go to the bathroom and get this information while he's sitting there in the stall.
Exactly, and I think that I think it was almost 40 years ago when IBM Deep Blue beat Garry Kasparov at chess. So we have artificial intelligence dominating in the game of chess for many, many years.
Well, and that's because this is not about creativity, right? This is about basically what you say is the most important word for any artificial intelligence, algorithm.
Exactly. And, Michael, what they do is they play the same chess game again and again and again and again and again. And they play by the same rules. The rules don't change. And if you play 1,000, 1,000,000, 1,000,000,000 chess games, you're going to find out what the best strategies are for winning. And this is basically, I've oversimplified it, of course, but this is basically the approach that chess-playing programs have done. Now, if you change the rules of chess mid-game, that algorithm would totally fall apart. In fact, in the game of Go, there was an algorithm. Go, by the way, is the world's most difficult popular board game. If you change the size of the playing board, I believe it's 18 by 18, to 16 by 16, the AI will totally crash. So therefore, one of the things that is required for the chess, AI to win at this is that you have access to the same game again and again and again. And there's a technique in artificial intelligence called reinforcement learning that learns the best way to respond to all of these things. And that's what's happening in these chess games. And I'm sure that after 40 years, this is very publicly available.
Okay, there's something else that's publicly available. There's a piece in the Washington Post, AI in the News. It says, a Flippy, Sippy, and Chippy will serve you now. Robots are making your fast food. There's just one catch. It's a robot. A jack-in-the-box in Chula Vista, California, debuted the fries-making robot at the end of July, just a couple of weeks ago. A Flippy is trained to sink baskets of food into hot oil and remove them when perfectly golden brown. It uses artificial intelligence to sense food and transfer it when it's ready to cook or serve. This sounds perfectly fine, right? But where is the love, compassion, empathy, or creativity?
Well, there isn't. And, you know, a lot of people today are afraid whether or not AI is going to take away their jobs or not. And the answer is, can your job be described by an algorithm, a step-by-step procedure? Because that's all that computers and AI can do. These burger flipping and deep fryer sort of jobs are things which are repetitive. They can be described algorithmically, and therefore a computer program can do them. But if you have a position which requires understanding, sentience, or creativity, that job is not going to be replaced. So yes, if you have a job which is repetitive and algorithmic, that eventually is going to be replaced.
What about warfare? I mean, people, when they dream about robots, they dream about the idea of it's tough to get upset about a robot getting smashed up because they don't have feelings and they're not human and they don't have a beating heart. But would artificial intelligence be an alternative for people like Vladimir Putin rather than trying to get 300,000 new recruits?
Oh, absolutely. I think that we've seen this in the past in warfare. And one of the places that AI is going to help is in the, you know, direct defense and the direct offense, like the Hellfire missile that took out, what was the guy's name?
Soleimani.
A while back. And we could use these, obviously. One place that it won't replace on the battlefield, however, is in the command structure. In terms of the end-user ethics, how you use this technology, that is going to have to be left up to the generals and the commanders because they will be confronted with things that they haven't seen before. And if they're confronted with a scenario that they haven't seen before, they have to make decisions, and usually they can make them very well. AI doesn't have that capability. It can only respond to things that it has seen before, and that isn't going to happen on the battlefield.
What about, I know that there was a great deal of publicity about Japan developing with their aging society, and they have too low a birth rate, and so there are a lot of elderly people who need companionship, some of them turning to computers. How is that working out for those robots?
Yeah, you hear about, you know, people marrying their sex bots, for example, and unfortunately that's a sad story about the human condition. It's about people that don't know the difference between love and being horny. You can love, but that is a deep human emotion, and I think that is confused for just the companionship, for example, of a dog or a robot or something like that.
One of the things that you say in this wonderful Science Uprising episode 10 on artificial intelligence is that the core problem with artificial intelligence, in a single word, is materialism. Why does this have to do with the belief in materialism?
Well, if you're a materialist, you're a naturalist, which means that everything has to be described by science, by equations, by physical laws. If you have that assumption, if you're in this small silo of materialism, you have to believe that our brains are meat computers. In other words, our brains have to be described by naturalistic processes. If our brains are described by naturalistic processes, then we should be able to duplicate those naturalistic processes in artificial intelligence. So the idea of superintelligence, or so-called artificial and general intelligence, is built on the foundation of materialism.
And that is a foundation that has led to all kinds of human suffering, particularly in the 20th century. It's such a pleasure to speak to you, and I hope we'll speak again soon. Robert J. Marks is a pioneer in the fields of computing intelligence and professor of electrical and computer engineering at Baylor. He is also the director for Discovery Institute of the Walter Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence. His perspective is stimulating, entertaining, informative, and ultimately inspiring. Check it out in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.